1. Begin transmission.
Well, look at that. It looks like my clock says 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee commences. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, yeah. And I'm sitting down in my bathtub in some lovely hot water. Oh, even though my back is a lot better than it was for the last week, it's still just a little bit stiff, so... Oh, I woke up about half an hour ago and I thought, better get into the bathtub. So here I am, adjusting the water as I speak. Okay, that'll work. And then, drinking some tea. Oh, that's good. It's good, but I don't have very much left. I wasn't thinking. I probably should have made more tea before I got in the bathtub. Oh, well. I'll just make some more tea later. That's what I do. I make tea. Oh, and speaking of which... Oh, yay. Last night, I had a close raccoon encounter. This is my first raccoon encounter of the year. Of the calendar year, anyway. Oh, and it was great. This all happened last night at about, I don't know. It was about an hour after sunset. And I was downstairs. I don't even remember what I was doing. I think I was just watching TV. And I ran out of tea, so I had to make some more. So I went up into the kitchen, and Pippa followed me up there, and she was giving me the yangs. Yang, 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 yang. And I was talking to her. And, oh yeah, now I remember. I had taken a nap, a short nap, about an hour or... Yeah, about an hour long. At about 6 p.m. And so at about 7 p.m. I woke up, and that's when I realized I was out of tea. And I walked upstairs to the kitchen to make more tea. And my cat was talking to me, saying, yang, yang, yang. And so... You know, whenever the water is on in the kitchen, the cat likes to talk a lot. And so I was filling up the pot to boil the water in. And the cat was talking to me, and I was talking back to the cat. And I was asking the cat if anybody came to visit while I was napping. Because for the last couple of nights... At about that time, there's been a possum in the backyard, just rooting around looking for food and stuff. And so, as I was sitting there, or standing there, asking her whether or not we had any visitors, something caught the corner of my eye, and I looked over to the window, and there's a raccoon, just standing in the kitchen window, you know, like they do. And he is looking in, watching me make tea. And I told Pip, I said, oh, look, there's our friend. And I put the water on the stove to boil, and the raccoon just, you know, kept sitting there watching me. And I was talking to the raccoon, and I was talking to the cat who was on the floor, and the cat was still yanging. And I said, okay, you want to come up on the counter? So I picked up the cat and I put her on the counter. And at first she didn't notice the raccoon. She was just, you know, so excited to be up on the counter, apparently. And then she noticed some movement out the window. Let me turn off the water here. And then she saw the raccoon. And so she went right up to the window and she was trying to smell the raccoon, and the raccoon was trying to smell Pippa through the glass, and they were nose to nose. And then Pippa stood back a little bit. She started pawing at the glass and looked like she was waving at the raccoon. And the raccoon sort of backed up and was like, what the hell? He stood up on the deck railing outside. You got to understand, my kitchen has a bay window. And this is where this is happening. And on one side of the bay window sort of is at the edge of the deck outside, and the railing around the deck comes right up against the house, right up next to this window. And that's what these raccoons are doing. They're getting up on the deck railing and they're walking over to the window looking inside, wondering what's going on. And this was one of the bravest raccoons I've ever seen. You know, sometimes you get a raccoon out there, and if they notice that you're watching, they'll bail out. They will run away. But no, not this raccoon. He might have been here before. Maybe he's just used to this particular scenario. Oh, but it was great. And so we sat there and we watched that raccoon for about 10 minutes. And he just was looking in and trying to figure out what the cat was up to. And the cat wasn't freaking out or anything. She was just like, oh, it's my buddies. My cat kind of looks like a raccoon. She has that mask type of look that some ragdoll cats have. And so she has, you're not going to mistake her for a raccoon, but you could understand where a raccoon might think that my cat is also a raccoon. So we've run into some funny situations before. My cat does not like other cats, but she likes raccoons and possums just fine. And later in the spring, when we can have the doors and windows open, you know, the raccoons will come right up on the deck and come and see Pippa, and she'll just sit there and watch them. And but if a cat comes up on the deck, rah, 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 she goes crazy. So that was great. So last night, saw my first up close on the deck snoodler for the year. I'm so happy. Obviously, we'll get a lot more of this here in about another month or so. If you are a regular listener to this show, you've heard plenty of shows where we've been watching raccoons and possums on the back porch. Because that's where my animal buddies like to hang out. And it also is a restaurant. My restaurant for raccoons. I still have lots and lots of food for raccoons. For various reasons, you know, I have lots of extra cat food that my cat doesn't eat. This is food from when she was a kitten and that she can no longer eat, and some other foods that she wouldn't eat. So I've got these bags of cat food that I can't do anything with other than put them outside for raccoons. And so that's what I do in the springtime when there's not a lot of food ready yet and the animals are out foraging. I will just put a bowl of cat food out on the back deck, and this becomes my raccoon and snoodler restaurant. And every night, raccoons and or possums will come up and visit me and eat in my animal restaurant, and then we can watch them. And Pippa likes to sit on her bucket and look out the window. She likes to look out the door. I have a screen door, and in the spring when it's, you know, nice weather, the main door will be open, so the screen door is just there, and Pippa will sit on an overturned bucket, which is just the right height for her to see out through the screen and check out all our animal buddies out there. So we have a lot of that coming up this spring on the Dubious Goals Committee, running an animal restaurant. And I also put out other things for animals. I've got bird seed. I've got like a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds that I put out for the birds. But strangely enough, raccoons love sunflower seeds too. And I spread those out all over my deck and deck rails. And at night, you know, the birds will eat them during the day, but there's always some left over. And so at night, the raccoons come through. And they'll just walk along the deck and they pick up the sunflower seeds and put them in their mouth, chomp, chomp, chomp. And they'll eat them all up. Oh, and I also put out corn for the squirrels. I've got a few, I find ears of corn and stuff every once in a while, and I'll save them. And I will put them out in the backyard for the squirrelies to eat. And sometimes I'll put the cobs of corn up on the deck or on the deck railing, and the raccoons, they'll just grab it. Or not the raccoons, the squirrels, they'll grab it and drag it out into the yard. And there have been a couple of springs when I have found corn growing in my yard. Just, you know, oh, here's a corn plant. I wonder how that got there. Well, yeah, that's thanks to me feeding the squirrels. And then the squirrels burying corn kernels. Oh, animals. They're so fun. But this bathtub isn't quite hot enough, so I'm going to try to heat this bad boy up some more. There we go. Oh, we might as well have some tea while we're at it. Yummy, yummy. Yeah, we're running low. We need more tea. Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of tea, I need to buy some waffles today. I ate my last two waffles this morning. So I have to go to the store. I have to go to the little store. What else other than waffles do I need to get from the little store? Well, I should probably get some maple syrup. And maybe some sugar. I actually think I'm okay on sugar for a while, but, you know, I'll go out and check. And I should also run to the library. Maybe even go to the post office. What else do I have to do today? Well, I guess that's probably about it. Oh, seems like I was going to do something else today too, but now I can't remember what it was. Oh, I suppose it doesn't matter. Whew. Okay. How's my back doing? Yeah, my back is kind of feeling okay. So that's good. I wonder if, while I'm at the store, I should look for some more shortbread. Recently, I've been on a shortbread kick. And last night, was it last night or was it the night before? No, I can't remember. It must have been last night. Last night. Oh. What am I doing? I don't know. Was it the night before last night? I can't remember. Oh, all the days, they blur together at this time of the year for me. Because I'm getting cabin fever and there's nothing to do. Yada. Anyway. I was having a craving for shortbread last night, again. Or the night before, whenever. And I thought, oh, I need an excuse to go to the store. And I did have a thing that I had to drop in the mail, but it wasn't really important. So I convinced myself that, oh no, I need to go to the post office. And while I'm out, I might as well stop by the store since they're so close to each other, the post office and the big grocery store. And so I went to the big grocery store and I really didn't need to get anything. But I did get some more shortbread cookies. And then while I was there, I was also low on my cereal bars and graham crackers. So I got graham crackers and then I saw the cereal bars. And they were on sale, 3 for $6, but you had to buy 3, so I bought 3 boxes of those. So I bought all this stuff that I technically didn't super need really badly. And now I'm still on the shortbread kick. So I'm thinking, I have to go to the store to get more waffles. Maybe I'll check that store to see what kind of shortbread they have. See, I make excuses for having to do things that I need to do. And that way, I can't claim that free will made me do anything. I always have an excuse. I have an excuse to buy shortbread cookies. I'm kind of thinking I want to get some better shortbread, because the shortbread cookies that I'm eating, these are really common, mass-produced. I'm not going to name the brand of the shortbread cookies that I've been eating, just because I'm not receiving any compensation to do so. If this company wants to send me a case of shortbread cookies, then yes, I will tell you the name of the cookies, I will tell you the brand, I will tell you the parent company name, and I will tell you where you can buy some. But these are some pretty run-of-the-mill sort of generic shortbread cookies. But I'll give you a hint as to what brand they are. They are named after a 17th century novel, or a character in said novel. The titular character of a novel. The eponymous character of a 17th century novel. And if you're, you know, at least moderately literate, you should be able to figure it out. Well, these are good cookies. They're pretty good. You know, but you gotta wonder how good they really are. How authentic are they? And so I'm thinking maybe I need to get some more shortbread. Something to compare it to. And then I'm thinking, and I mentioned this the other day, I'm thinking about actually making shortbread. Being as all I would have to do is buy some flour. And you know, flour is relatively cheap. That's not going to throw my food budget off. I could buy a bag of flour. And I already have lots of sugar. And I even have some butter, strangely enough. And I could make some shortbread. And then, you know, bake it up. I don't have a recipe, though. I know that shortbread, it's only 3 ingredients. Sugar, butter, and flour. And I know that the ratio is like 1-2-3. I think it's 1 cup of sugar to 2 cups of butter to 3 cups of flour. Or 3 measures of anything to anything, blah, blah, blah. So that's fairly easy. What I don't know is how to cook them. I do not know the temperature at which to bake the cookies or how long to bake them. However, it seems to me that, you know, you just bake them on kind of a low heat, maybe around like 325 or 350, and just watch them until they turn golden brown. How long is that going to take? You know, maybe 12 minutes. So, although I don't have a recipe, I'm pretty sure I could figure out how to make shortbread without any problem. And then I could start experimenting. As I mentioned before, I was thinking about making a spiced shortbread using like mulling spices, you know, ginger, nutmeg, clove. Get a nice, savory, yummy, delicious, spicy shortbread. Does that need to happen? Do I need to start baking cookies? Why would I do that? Oh, because I like cookies. Which is weird, because I didn't like cookies as much as a kid. As I get older, my taste for more common things becomes more prominent. It's very bizarre. When I was a kid, I really wasn't into that. Other kids would go crazy, hey, cookies, cookies. So what? But yeah, maybe I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about doing some shortbread experiments, and if that does come about, I'll be sure to document all of this for the Dubious Goals Committee. We will obviously have Dubious Shortbread Committee at some point. And then we can all eat yummy shortbread. Nom, 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 nom. Until then, I will keep thinking about it. And maybe I'll look up shortbread recipes online just so I can get an oven temperature and time. I don't know. Is it super critical? I doubt it. Oh, I am enjoying my bath. I am enjoying sitting here soaking in this hot water. Yeah, I think my back is loosening up. That's nice. It didn't really hurt this morning. It was just sort of hesitant to stretch or resistant to movement. But now I think my back is freeing up just fine. Yay! Yay, I'm so happy to be mobile again. It doesn't hurt to walk. Oh man, when my back gets really bad, it's difficult to go upstairs. And I'm the kind of guy who likes to walk up and down stairs a lot. So here I am, sitting in my bathtub, and I'm not actually reading a book. What books am I reading? I can see my book from here. I finished up the Ware series by Rudy Rucker 2 days ago. Well, I should say that I didn't really actually read the whole series. I just read the first three books, what I like to call the Ware Trilogy, because he wrote that and then he added a fourth book later called Real Ware that somehow, I'm not sure how or why, but I don't like quite as much as the first three. And in fact, now that I'm much older and rereading the third book, I kind of didn't like it towards the end when they start getting into the girdle decryption. I thought, yeah, this is kind of getting a little bit, yeah. But regardless, it's a great series of books. The Ware series by Rudy Rucker, highly recommended. And so when I was putting the third book away, I was putting it back on my bookshelf, I was looking at some other books that were right up there close to that, and I noticed my copy of The Diamond Age by Neal Stephenson. And I thought, oh, gosh, I sure haven't read The Diamond Age in quite a long time. It's probably been 10 years or more since I've read that incredibly great book. Maybe I'll read that next. And I had that thought in my mind for a few minutes, and then I promptly forgot it. And then yesterday afternoon, I decided to take a bath. And I thought, oh, I'll need some reading material. And I couldn't think of anything I wanted to read. And so I just grabbed one of my old magazines. An issue, I think it was the June or July 2007 issue of Shoujo Beat magazine. I thought, oh, okay, I'll just read this issue of Shoujo Beat while I'm in the bathtub. So I was in the bathtub flipping through it. And then strangely enough, I turned a page. And there on this page was a review of books. It was like the summer reading list. Recommended books for your summer reading. And one of the books listed with a little picture of a newer edition than mine was The Diamond Age by Neal Stephenson. And there's a little blurb about it. And I thought, oh, that's right. I was going to read The Diamond Age again. What a strange coincidence. I forgot all about it, but now I remembered. Hooray! And then so, yesterday at some point, I picked the book off my shelf and I started reading it. And I'm about 30 pages in, and I thought, wow, I forgot how good this really was. I do enjoy Neal Stephenson's work, although, what was that last series he did that was kind of, wow, it was really overblown. It was, yeah, his style of writing has changed a little bit throughout the years. I really enjoyed a lot of his early work. The Big U, I thought was hilarious. And obviously Snow Crash was, you know, an incredible book. And I have some of his nonfiction too. But Diamond Age, boy, what a gem this is. And now I'm kind of mad because here I am in the bathtub with my book within arm's reach and I can't read it. I can't read it because I have my responsibilities towards the Dubious Goals Committee and I have to be doing a radio show. So here I am in the bathtub and I should be reading, but no. I'm doing radio. Hooray! The other thing that strikes me as being weird about being in the bathtub right now is I've been in the bathtub for, what, 26 minutes? And my cat hasn't come into the bathroom. I think my cat is still sleeping downstairs. I think she's watching, she's either sleeping or she's watching the Olympics reruns. Because, you know, even though the Olympics are over, we have to watch the highlights being replayed day after day after day because we've got nothing better to put on TV. Yeah, plus it's Monday. There's never anything on Mondays. And I'm trying to think, is tomorrow Champions League? No. I think this is one of the skip weeks. So yeah, there's probably going to be lots of Olympics rehash. Oh, and you know something else I just remembered? Speaking of sporting reruns, I have to watch a rerun of my motorcycle race. The motorcycle race from last Saturday night. Although I watched the first part and I watched the end and I know who won, I didn't see some of the stuff in the middle. I got distracted. I had to take some telephone calls and blah, blah, blah. That kind of thing happened. And so I'm wondering. I know that one of my guys got injured, but I don't know how it happened. So I got to watch that. And, oh, that's probably on today. It's Monday. They usually run that at Monday nights. I'll have to check the TV schedule. I'm glad I remembered that. So, yeah, Eli Tomac won. Yay, he's back in the groove. But Cole Seeley is out, and Roczen's out with another broken hand, and everybody's getting broken. And this is the most brutal Supercross season I think I've ever seen, the most injurious. And, it gives me the fleabin heminimidibins whenever I see these guys get hurt. Yowza. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs from my bathtub every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I have to go make more tea, so bye-bye, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.